Now, I'll get to our political panel in just a few minutes, but first we're going to Germany and that car ramming attack last night at a Christmas market in the town of Magdeburg. Kate Connolly is Berlin correspondent with the Guardian and Observer newspapers, and she joins me now on the line. Now, Kate, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Colm.
What do we know at this point about what unfolded last night at the Christmas market?
Well, it was about 7:04 local time when the packed market was, a lot of people gathered there, a lot of children. A car suddenly ploughed into the packed market and drove at great speed, a dark BMW it was described as, and just knocked people down in its way as it drove through. And we know that now that more than 200 people were injured. The number of deaths has risen today to 5, and we know that at least 40 of those are in a very critical condition. Police have arrested a 50-year-old man who is believed to have been behind the wheel responsible for the attack.
And the 40 who are critically injured, there are fears now for those people as well.
Yes, we just heard a press conference, Olaf Scholz, the German Chancellor, speaking on the market square, who said that there were around 40 people who were in a critical condition, and one had to be very, very concerned about their state and whether they would actually survive the attack. So I think it's fair to say that we can probably expect the death toll to rise. And as I said, over 200 people injured as well. So far more devastating in its impact than was considered the case yesterday evening as the news started to come through.
Now, there's footage of the arrest that was made at the scene. What do we know about the suspect at this stage, or what do we know about their motivations?
We know that he is a 50-year-old doctor from Saudi Arabia who has been in Germany since 2006. We understand that he had asylum seeker status from 2016. Now, it's very, very confusing in a way, the picture that's coming through about him. We understand that he had seen himself as a fighter for human rights, in particular women from Saudi Arabia, and had accused Angela Merkel, who of course was chancellor at the time when many refugees came to Germany in 2015, of trying to Islamize Germany. That is some of the language that has been used by him in messages he has sent out. So seeing himself as a sort of campaigner, but also we understand signalling in recent days that he was preparing to do something which would make a huge mark around the world. And there's also some intelligence or information that we're receiving that authorities in Saudi Arabia might have been warning German authorities that he posed a threat. It's being suggested in some media reports that the German security services did not take those threats seriously. This is all speculation at this point, but everything is coming in thick and fast right now. Yes, Chancellor Scholz on the scene and other politicians there saying this is just absolutely devastating. It's ruining not just the Christmas in Magdeburg, but in the whole of Germany. Christmas is just going to be a very, very different state of affairs this year.
As you say, Olaf Scholz and other politicians at the scene. Nancy Faeser, the Interior Minister, describing the attack at this stage as Islamophobic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm following this, that it's coming, the news is coming in thick and fast. It's very difficult to understand at the moment what the motives of this attacker were, because as I've said, there's a lot of evidence that he was posing as somebody who was very much, saying that Germany had become Islamified under Angela Merkel's so-called open door policy. So at this stage, there's a lot of evidence to suggest suggest he was it was not an you know, it was not that he was not an Islamist, rather fighting for some other cause, which is very, very unclear. We know that he worked as a doctor in a local clinic, as a specialist, a consultant in psychiatry and psychotherapy. But there are also reports from his colleagues that in recent months he had taken off a lot of days due to sickness. Police raided his house in a nearby town last night. Yes, he is under arrest. As you referred to at the beginning, there were some very dramatic scenes yesterday as police told him to lie down on the floor and then approached him and apprehended him and dragged him away. So a lot of a very, very murky picture right now as to what the motives were behind this.
Okay. Kate Connolly, Berlin correspondent with the Guardian and Observer. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll be back with our political panel after this.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.